Good evening, everyone. Gosh, it is so good to be back again. I just love you all so much. I'm so glad you're listening. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show about the Akashic Records and how the Akashic Records can heal and help and increase the prosperity in your life. And I got to tell you, tonight is a very special night for me. It is the eve of a new grandchild being born. And so I'm getting teary already. You know, when we bring new life onto this planet, and when new life agrees to come onto this planet, there is such something so special about holding that new being in your arms, whether it's an old soul, whether you've had many, many lifetimes or not. You know, we all forget what it feels like to be here. Some of us remember when we're children and we forget, but the reality is when we come in, We have got a fresh slate, a brand new clean slate. This lifetime is for us to create in a way that we can move and be like we've never been before. And so every time I see a baby or a little kid or a child, I think back and I want to say, and I actually do telepathically to the child, welcome to planet Earth. You can be whoever you want to be. It's your canvas. You even create the paints, and you even design the colors. And so tonight is the eve of a new grandchild being born. My daughter is having a baby tomorrow, and so I dedicate this beautiful program to my beautiful, wonderful daughter, Jennifer, and her new baby, and her husband, Sam, and my other two grandchildren. Her kids are Seth and Martha. I have other grandkids, and I'd be happy to name them all to you, but this one coming up is number 12. So I know I don't sound that old, and believe me, I'm really not that old. But I got to tell you, it's exciting. Gosh, I remember when my children were first born, and I held them for the very first time. You know, I don't know if there's ever a time I felt so connected to the divine, or so completely in awe and in love. There is such a divine love that happens once that baby emerges and is put into the mother's arms. At least that was my experience. Although I do know that not all mothers feel that way when their kids are born. And, you know, I work with people all the time during an Akashic Record consultation. And one of the issues is when we try to find what's sacred or when you have felt the most love. And there have been times where I've actually asked folks, well, what was it like when you first held your baby? And many women will say to me, I was afraid, or I was overwhelmed with the responsibility, or I was worried I wasn't going to do it right. Or some have even said, I didn't want to lose my freedom. And you know, you can't judge any of these comments, because all of these comments are perfect for that person and perfect for that child. We all don't share the same ideas, and we all don't share the same type of love, if you will, or the same feelings of love. But the thing that I am realizing here, the thing that's coming so clear is that We can only be loved equal to the amount we're able to love. I think that's a Bee Gees song, Nights in White Sand. I think that's Bee Gees. I could be wrong. I'm willing to be wrong on that one, but there's a thing that it's Nights in White Satin, and it says, and I'm paraphrasing now, that you will be loved by that, equal to that which you love, something like that. And it's obvious, a universal law. But we all love in different ways, and we're all parented in different ways, and we're all parented the way we were parented, and we've gone through that before. And just a comment, I'm kind of going off on this conversation tonight, but for those of you who are saying, what are the Akashic Records, I would really, if you're listening, if you're by a computer, and you've got to be usually by a computer to be listening to this, I suggest you go up to the information on my website, for bbsradio.com, and to the information area, and it'll tell you all about the Akashic Records and what kind of work I do. It's not that I don't want to tell you on the radio, but I just, right now, I'm really into talking about how we feel about ourselves, because I've been doing a lot of work on prosperity and what creates prosperity. And I've got this workshop that I'm working on with the records. One of the things that I do with the Akashic Records is not only do I do individual consultations, and I teach people how to access their own Akashic Records, I also create what they call intensives or advanced theme workshops. And the workshop that I've already put it on once, and it's going to come up again in September. It's going to be in Cleveland, and I expect it to be very well attended, and happy to send you some information, because I'm actually tweaking it and expanding it. And one of the things that has happened as I move deeply into the Akasha is that, we all walk around, we have these different belief systems that we're aware of how do you feel about money and what did you hear about money and all that other stuff. And that's very valuable. It's extremely important. But one of the key things that I have moved into and I'm really deeply working with is that there is a part of us, are those people who actually are able to manifest prosperity in an easy way. There is a part of their being that absolutely knows and believes and has integrated a self-esteem, a self-worth that is uncompromisable. They have a sense of knowing that they're okay. And so it's about actually moving into discovering what's going on that you feel guilty about. So it's like we walk around with many people walk around with self-esteem issues, and it's all about what are we feeling so guilty about? What haven't we done that we should have done that make us feel shameful? And so it's about eliminating the shame, eliminating the guilt, and accepting ourselves as we are, and then when we are able to really align ourselves with that, we're then able to align ourselves to magnetize the prosperity. And I just want you to think about that for a moment, because it's really kind of interesting. It's important to couple and to match your self-worth, your deserving, your willingness to receive. Okay, receive help, receive compliments, receive what money, whatever, receive opportunities, and willingness to ask for help, willingness to receive help. All of those issues are, or attributes, if you will, all of those are what, when you put them all together, is about helping you move into prosperity. And so when we walk around and say, is there any quick fix? You know, working on your own prosperity and working on your own attitude, you know, is there is no quick fix. You don't just press a button and everything feels good. I mean, you can have a major shift, but it takes a continued conscious awareness to maintain that shift. Because when you make a shift, you've created the beginnings of a new groove. And in order to be able to maintain that groove, you have to be able to really move into the awareness of constantly being vigilantly aware to create that groove in every area of your life. So, for example, you can't be optimistic and feel good about yourself in one area and put yourself down because you think you're ugly and you have to lose a lot of weight. See what I mean? It's really about being vigilantly aware of the joy that you have in your life and being vigilantly aware of bringing that joy in. And so tonight, you know, I want to say I love you all. I'm so glad you're listening. I hope you really find benefit from this program. This program has meant the world to me to do, because it's an opportunity for me to speak to you about and from the Akashic Records in a way that is pure. It's pure records work because it's pure records information. And so again, it's not psychic information. I'm not going to tell you your future and should you marry him. It's not about what you quote unquote should do. It's about helping you and guiding you and assisting you in finding your heart's desire, not telling you. And so that's what's unique about working with the records. It's about really assisting us. It's a tool that assists us in helping us understand more about what it's like to be human. Because after all, that's why we came to planet Earth, right? We came to planet Earth to decide or to understand and to explore all the different experiences of being human. And so this show is dedicated to helping you feel more comfortable in your skin and helping you sort out what are some of the core issues that's creating the behavior, that's creating your life the way it is, and what action steps can you take to move into a deeper knowing, a deeper understanding, to create those action steps. What action steps would be helpful for you to know about to shift your energy? So that being said, what I would like to do is give you my email address. If you're listening out there and you're by a computer and would like to email a question, please include your current legal name with your question. And the email address is info, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. And Akashic Wisdom is spelled A-K-A, SHICWISDOM.com. And for those of you who would like to call in, let's have a conversation. This program is as good as your questions. The richness of this program is for you, and it is definitely based on your questions. So that's how we get deeper into the records, by you calling and asking questions. So let me give you the lines to call. If you're in the U.S., you can call toll-free at 877-876-5227. In the U.S. and Canada, you can also call 888 815-9756, or you can dial direct if you've got unlimited long distance. Go for it. Or if you're out of the country, our country code is 01, by the way. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And I'm Donna Fox. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. So I have exciting things. I have this new grandchild, and you know, they decided not to find out whether it's a boy or a girl. I have my predictions out, but you know, it's really more not of a prediction so much as a feeling. But you know, so if there's folks out there that have parenting questions, if there are grandparents out there that have grandparenting questions, you know, we have these new kids that are coming in with such interesting talents, and their wisdom is so immense. It's because we are more wise. We are more wise, and we have more information than we ever had before. And so they're coming in on that consciousness. So I'd love to hear from you, so you can just give me a call. That'd be great. So let me tell you what's been going on. I was in Pittsburgh last week. In fact, that's why I wasn't on the air. I was in Pittsburgh, and I was in the middle of a meeting that I needed, couldn't get to a connection and couldn't finish the meeting in time to be on the radio. That was kind of the first time I ever did that. Even though there's been recorded messages or recorded shows before, this one is a different kind of a situation. It was kind of a consultation that went over and needed to be expanded. But I was in Pittsburgh because I was teaching a level one class, and so I want to send a real shout-out hello to all those folks that were in the level one class. A big thank you to Lorraine Renshaw for hosting that class at her home. I'm going back to Pittsburgh. We've got a level two coming up there. We've just got to set a date. And I'm going to be doing a study group there. So anybody who's in the Pittsburgh area that knows how to work with the Akashic Records, if you're interested, give me a call or email me, and I'll let you know when that study group's going on. So in that, it was interesting because in that workshop, there were a lot of aha moments for myself. And one of the things, and I can't really share with you what other people got, because that would not be appropriate. But I can tell you what I got. And every time I teach an Akashic Record workshop, I learn something more. And that's probably one of the reasons I love working and teaching people how to access their own Akashic Records, because I go deeper, I understand more, and it was really fascinating. One of the things we did that was interesting is we actually, and I should mention to you that I use a holy prayer to access the Akashic Records. And so we took an issue, just a regular issue that has been bothering or a challenge in a person's life, and the exercise we did is, and so you can try this at home if you know how to work with your records, or if you just want to do things intuitively, you can do this yourself, or whatever guidance you have, but it's an interesting exercise. So what we did was first, by the way, these exercises that are in the level one, or all the workshops that I teach, all come directly from the record keepers. But this was an interesting one, where what we did was, first of all, they came up with a current life challenge. Then they wrote from their just local self what they knew about that local challenge. Then they went ahead and they opened their records, their own personal Akashic records, and waited for the record keepers to give them information and insight on that personal current challenge. And then we took a book. I brought a lot of different spiritual books, and what everyone did is they opened their records, they asked their question, same question, by the way, same challenge, and they went and they took a book that was right in front of them on the floor with the, so they couldn't see the title. They would just grab the book they were most drawn to, put it to their heart, and they said, they asked the question again, and then they opened the book. And so now the book actually was an instrument, if you will, of the Akashic Records to be able to help communicate to them another level based on their challenge. And it was a very interesting experience, and we never really did it quite that way. But the difference between the local self, the deeper self within the Akashic Records and the book were phenomenal, because you know the local self had one idea, and it was really more surface. It was a different level of information. And then when we went into the Akashic Records, it was another level. And then when the book was another. And then another time, I've done this exercise very similar to that, and I've had people work with their intuitive self and show the difference between their intuitive nature with a challenge and the Akashic Records take. So you had a different feeling of the intuitive self and a different take for the Akashic Record self. So it was rather interesting, very interesting. So that's one of the aha moments, is what came forward from the book. And so that's kind of what's been happening here. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a good webmaster. So if anybody knows a really good webmaster for my own personal website, I am looking for somebody to help me. So if anybody is interested in helping me, I would love to have, why don't you call me directly on my office number, which is 216-691-1233. I'm looking for a really talented web person, web designer, because I want to totally redo my personal website. Yeah. And I'd like to also share with you that there is a new directory coming out from Journeys. It's actually the Journeys Bookstore in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is putting up an online directory. It's very reasonable, so if any of you are practitioners out there and are interested in the Pittsburgh area, that would be a really good place for you to list yourself. So if you're curious about that, email me or call me, and I'll be happy to send that information out to you as well. So that's there. So I want to give you the numbers again, because I really would love to talk to some folks about any types of questions that you have. Again, you don't have to limit it to parenting or self-esteem, but if you've got some of those issues, I'd love to talk to you about it. So again, the numbers are 877-876-5227 in the U.S. In Canada and the U.S., you can call toll-free, 888-815-9756, or you can call direct if you're out of the country at 01-530-876-3222. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about vortexes. And that seemed to be an interesting subject matter when we were talking about how vortexes and affected the Earth and what information came from different places on the Earth and how they affected life on planet Earth, as well as there was a vortex actually in Pittsburgh that we had looked at. Oops, hello. Hello, Carl. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is Reginald.
Reginald?
Yeah, Reginald.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, Ohio. I just found out, I didn't know, but I just found out that you are part of University Heights.
Say
Ohio.
Again? Yes, I live in University Heights.
Yeah, I live in Cleveland Heights.
Oh, really?
So,
we're neighbors.
I can meet you in the future.
Say again?
I said, hopefully I can meet you in the future.
Yes,
so
I'd like
that.
That
was interesting. Yep.
Good. How did you hear about me, Reginald?
I just happened to be, you know, looking at the different stations, and it kind of popped out, the Akashic Record thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it kind of popped out to me, and I checked it out, and then I found you, and I was like, you know what, I'm a call.
Oh, that's great. What's your question for tonight?
Well, I just wanted to know, can you tell, I was kind of reading your website, and can you tell, like, people's soul purpose or life path?
Yeah, I can. Well, the Akashic Records can give you... See, the interesting thing about soul purpose is that we have many layers and many different levels of consciousness, different themes in our life that we want to work with. And so what happens is there are different purposes for different areas in our life that kind of feed into one purpose. So, for example, there could be a purpose, like a soul's intention of experience. Now, maybe that's a better way of explaining it. It's a soul's intention of experience for, let's say, relationships. And then there's a soul intention of experience for career. And a soul intention of experience for health. And a soul intention of experience for spirituality. Okay, so it's not just one thing. You know, we as humans are so complex that every choice that we make creates a different path on the web or the matrix of our life, if you will. And so when we move into a purpose or a soul purpose, there are many probabilities and possibilities for the experience of the soul intention.
Okay.
So, when someone asks, like in a consultation with me, like on a private consultation, what's my purpose? We typically will go through those different areas of, you know, of career, relationships, finances, spirituality, health, and really work in an in-depth way to find out what the soul's intention was in every one of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big question, and it's an important question, and it provides a lot of guidance and a lot of information about why certain things have happened in your life and how you can move forward into kind of letting them go. It's like the idea is that we hold on to things because we feel wounded by them, and those affect the rest of our lives. And so it's important for us to understand why we had those things happen in our life so that we can understand the lesson and be done with it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. So how would you, okay, so how would you phrase the question if you want to focus on your spiritual part? The spirituality part. How
well,
would you phrase that
if
question?
If I were doing a consultation with you, on the, you know, like on a one-to-one basis, what I would do is we would ask, what is my soul's intention in the area of spirituality, and as far as what did I want to experience while I'm here, and so that's probably one of the things that would be an important question. And usually when I work with someone on a personal question at that level, I need their current legal name, and so that I can really go into depth.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So if, you know, the whole idea here is that if you're talking about your, can you spell your first name for me?
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
I said, can you spell your first name for me?
Yeah, it's R-E.
Yeah.
G-I-N-A-L-D.
Reginald. Okay.
Yeah.
And so the idea here is that what's really important as far as you're concerned, Reginald, from a couple of minute talk about what's going on with your spirituality, is that it's really important that you understand that exploration is important, but it's never about doing it right. what's important in your area of in your quest for spirituality is to find what brings you the most joy. And if you have a more specific, see, the more specific the question, the better the answer.
Okay. Yeah, because that was one of my main questions. I just wanted to know what was, like, what do you see me doing as far as spiritual-wise? Where do you see me?
Say again. I we have a bad connection. I can't hear you very well.
Okay.
So what do I see where?
Where do you see me as far as on the spiritual path? What do you see me doing on the spiritual path?
Well, here's the information. That's a very wonderful question, but what you're asking for the records to do is tell you what to do, and the records never tell you what to do.
Yeah.
What happens is they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions, because what they're giving me as an example. They're kind of teasing you here. They're saying, okay, so what if we told you to go and be a monk and never be with people again? And your heart would say, well, I don't really want to do that, but if that's my soul's intention, I should go. But the reality is, it's not your soul's intention. It has to do with what's going to bring you the most joy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if we look at what the divine is, the divine within us, that moves us to the different levels of consciousness that we have, has to do with us opening our hearts in such a way that we become non-judgmental beings of ourselves to the best of our human ability. Believe me, it's very hard to be non-judgmental on planet Earth as a human. But to the best of our ability, our spiritual natures are to explore and be one with peace. And whatever brings us to that is the quote-unquote right thing for us at the time. Because there is no quote-unquote right way.
Mm-hmm.
We walk around thinking that we have to be right. And it's never about right. It's always about joy. Now, if there are certain things that you are looking at and you want to know which ones would let me get this question right. Which way would it be? I'm waiting for the recordkeeper to give me the question. So if there were two different things that you wanted to experience, what we would do is take you into the experience of working with those two different things, and then from those feelings of working with those two different things, you would get your answer of what you wanted.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It's
a much deeper experience than a psychic reading of for example, I say, well, I see you being a Reiki master, and it's not that I don't see you being a Reiki master. I'm just saying there's a difference than telling you what to do and guiding you what to do.
Okay. That's good advice, because I was wondering how would you phrase that question.
Sure.
I know that's important phrasing.
Sure. And when you come to, if you were to come for a consultation, I also help you phrase the questions, because the record keepers, help you phrase the questions. Because the questions that you ask have to do with your intention for the information. Why do you want the information? What are you going to do with the information once you have it? And what's really happening? What brings me this joy? Or what am I feeling right now so that I can move into receiving this information in a way that will best serve me? Is that helpful?
So, I appreciate that. And hopefully, because you're right in the same neighborhood.
Yes, I am.
Hopefully, I'll see you in the future. I'll be one of your classes.
Right. Well, please email me. I'll put you on my email list. and give you and let you know when I'm going to be doing different workshops.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Do you need my email address or do you have it?
Yeah, I have it. It's on the website.
Yes, it is on the website.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that goes out to anyone. Anyone who wants to get on my email list for upcoming classes, you can certainly email me, and I can certainly put you on my email list. But I think that the other thing is that what's really important too, Reginald, is that as you move into your own personal work, what's really coming from the records now is that you really give yourself the credit that you know that you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because what I'm also hearing is there are times where what goes on is you're not sure which way to go based on an old pattern. Again, they're saying about wanting to be right or making sure it's okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And so it's the underlying patterns or the core issues that we have that when we identify, we can release.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Good. Good. Yeah, and you know, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself some slack here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Reginald. I look forward to meeting you in person and working with you.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too, dear. Good night. That was Reginald, and he's a neighbor of mine, and I don't know him, but I'm going to know him, I hope. I live in Cleveland, Ohio. The suburb is University Heights, and it's great to hear from somebody who's a neighbor. He lives in Cleveland Heights. I just got an email from Scott, and Scott says thanks for beginning on welcoming the thanks for your beginning on welcoming the new new baby to Earth. You reminded me that I need to forgive myself for the first meeting with my nephew this last February when I was visiting my sister for the first time in years. So I want to say, Scott, you're welcome. If there's something I can do to help you, please call me privately or on the air, and we'll talk. Hello, this is Donna. Who's there?
Hi, this is Scott.
I was just reading your email.
Yes, that was very touching. Thank you. I needed to hear that.
That's great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach. What's the weather like down there?
Well, it's kind of cool, actually. We just had some rain today. I've been trying to manifest some rain for months now, and now it's starting to happen, which is a good thing. Otherwise, we would be having fires.
Yeah, okay. Well, hopefully that you'll get all the rain that you need. We've got plenty up here we can give you. Anyway, so how can I help you this evening?
Well, I was wanting to talk a little bit about manifesting some fun in my life. It seems like I work a lot. I have to work. I'm a therapist, I'm a counselor, and I work with kids in foster care. And I work long hours, 50 to 60 hours a week. And what ends up happening is on weekends I spend that time either doing my metaphysics or cleaning, and it just seems like maybe I'm getting too much into the work and not having enough fun.
Yeah. Well, if you're doing counseling 50, 60 hours a week, especially with four foster kids, that's a hard gig.
Yes.
Because you know it's got to pull your heart out a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
Sure. You know, especially when you're the kind of guy that wanted to bring every puppy that he wanted to bring home, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the idea here is that so you're saying what can you do to kind of separate a little bit and relax, or is that what you're asking?
Yes, kind of like either bring it into the work too,
right?
Or also create space for for it to come in into my free time when that comes along.
Yeah, you know, there's two things that are coming. One of the things that what I'm getting here about your work is I just got to write this down so it doesn't go away, because sometimes things get so fleeting and I lose them. Working with the kids. What would be so helpful, what the record keepers are saying, is to move into a space of gratitude.
Okay.
And to teach them about gratitude.
Okay.
That by moving into a space of gratitude with your clients, and then teaching them about experiencing and creating gratitude in their lives, what happens is you actually help them create peace within themselves, even when there's turmoil.
Okay.
And it's not again, it's not about, you know, thank you God for having this person beat me. It's not about that. It's about the greater lessons that are here, and the greater lessons. See, what I'm hearing, what's going on here, is that the joy has gone out, and it becomes drudgery. And because the pain can be so great, you fear the pain. So you put up the wall, and the wall makes you go into overwhelm, because it's almost like you're feeling smushed up against this wall, and the feelings don't have any place to go.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so what they're saying is that by moving into gratitude with your kids and gratitude with yourself, that it will pull you to a place of peace, and then create some more joy. And then the first thing that came even before the gratitude, but then this came, and they wanted me to tell you that first, was dance. Do you like to dance?
The name again?
Do you like to dance?
Oh, do I like to dance? Yes.
Yeah. Well, you got to dance more. I mean, like, in between clients, okay? You know, do you have, like, 10 or 15 minutes between people that you see? Or how does that work?
It would be nice. I'm out in the field.
Okay.
I'm in a car. I go to group homes, so it's like one after another, after another, after another, and I take them out. I take them out. We go places. We may go to the beach. We may go out to eat. We may go wherever. So it's a different kind of session. You know what I mean.
So that's exactly what they're saying. So it's perfect. So you can go on gratitude trips.
Okay.
Okay. So they can feel grateful for the sky, the sun, the beach, the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And dance. And so the idea here is that if they're on the beach, you could, you know, pull up the boombox and dance.
Yes.
And so there's something about. It's about that. What they're saying is you just got to dance more. And so what they're showing me is that, and they're showing me something I actually love to do myself, is that if I have long drives to do, or even in between, I'll throw on an oldie station. I don't know how old you are, but I'll a station that a dance like plays oldies music, because it's got really good beats. And, you know, I'm driving around, I look real conservative on top. But I put that baby on cruise, and my feet are moving. Okay? So, I mean, I am jitterbugging and doing everything I can with those feet. It's the best time. And so that's what they're showing me, is that it's really about breaking the energy from one place to another with music.
Okay.
And it's that's one of the ways to move into joy. And again, they're talking about playing. Do you play music in your house a lot?
Sometimes. It's more of like for meditation when I play it. And I do play the like the Hearts of Space on NPR and that sort of thing too on weekends. I used to do more like go out and dance when there were clubs in town where I would like to do that, but they they've closed, and it's kind of like, it feels like, okay, are we moving into another era of our life? I'm 47.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, 10 years ago, I was out dancing on a Saturday night, but, you know, then it's, things just started to shift in a different direction, and I started to become more focused on metaphysics and spirituality, and then I started to do more meditation as opposed to the, you know, doing the fun stuff.
Well, now you might want to look at that, because meditation can be fun, you know. In fact, it should be fun. In other words, if you're going to be doing it, you want to meditate out of joy. But the other piece is, one should never meditate because they have to meditate. One should only meditate because it's joyful.
Okay,
so for all those people out there saying, oh, I should be meditating more. Oh, I should be doing this more. Well, if that's the attitude, don't do it.
Okay.
You know, because that just isn't fun. And you need, and all of our spirituality needs to be come together with joy. That's what it brings us back to where we're at. But the other piece is that they're showing me that if you have to do laundry, you have to do chores or whatever, to, you know, you're so serious, even though you take these kids out in different places, it's, you know, it's balance, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
It's balance. So, you know, just because you want to do spiritual stuff doesn't mean you can't put the music on and dance.
Okay.
You know, when you're doing your chores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's the other piece. And they're also talking about they're talking about something about a partner. Do you have a partner now?
No, I don't.
Yeah. The best way to get a partner is not to worry about not having a partner.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Because if you focus on loneliness rather than, if you focus on what you don't have, that's what you get more of. I'm sure you've probably heard that ad infinitum already.
Yes.
But the idea is that it's really about moving into a space where you can feel wanted and loved.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to try that with yourself. I mean, it's important to have it from somebody else, but it's really about you appreciating you.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Is that me talking in the background?
Oh, yes, that's you talking in the background way over there. Yeah, you can hear well.
Yeah, we've got a good connection. The one I had with Reginald was not that good, but I could hear that one pretty well. Because it's on a delay. Yeah, I didn't realize we're in a delay. So, yeah. Did that kind of give you some ideas here?
Yes, to kind of move into the appreciation of oneself, the self-love, I guess, is what we're getting at here in terms of focusing on that instead of loneliness or not having, just focus on the love of myself, positive, caring.
Well, it's really more about actually doing a personal inventory of what, where you feel content.
Okay.
And the areas that you feel content is where your gratitude comes.
Okay.
And then the areas where you don't feel content, rather than thinking about what you don't have, it's about saying, rather than focusing on that, it's really more about going back to the gratitude part of what, where you are happy.
And the gratitude fitting it with joy and spontaneity and all those things, too, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Yeah. So, for example, do you ever go to the beach and watch the sunset?
Occasionally I'm over there for the sunset. Occasionally I wait until, like, this time of night to walk.
Okay.
It'll be this time tonight. But that's fun, too. I love the sunsets. I love the orange and the fuchsia and the red colors in the sky. And that's, in fact, that's become my favorite time of the day outside.
Right. And so what they're saying is it's really about looking at the canvas of the sky and what the divine has painted on the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving into the gratitude of being able to be a witness to that.
Yes.
You know, and And so it's really about little things. It's like I was saying earlier, it's about seeing a baby, and for me, it's just about feeling grateful that there's another human being on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I get excited about a good cup of coffee, you know. I'm real easy to please. But, I mean, something that really makes you feel good, it's like, you know, I find gratitude in parking places. The fact that I love to manifest parking places real close to where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a game, and I really feel grateful when it happens. So I think there's a lot of things that we can feel grateful for, you know, that amount to a kind of a rolling attitude.
What did help me was attending a pay-per-view. I've been going to Lazar's workshops for years and years.
Uh-huh.
And there was one on miracles this last year, and after attending the pay-per-view, I was more apt to count the miracles each day.
Oh, great.
And they were manifesting, and I kept, you know, sensing it, and I still do, not perhaps with the same attentiveness I did before, but that I do count the miracles, and I do notice when they're there, and there's some weeks where they're more than others, but I still count them as part of the experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, the interesting thing about it is I was reading, there's a new book by Guy Finley out, something about the living fearlessly or something. I don't have the exact title, but again, if somebody interested, I can email it to you.
Okay.
But there was this one part where this flight, and he tells a story about this flight instructor that's teaching this woman to fly, and she's at the controls. And the next thing she knows, she's almost face to face with the mountaintop right in front of her, and she turns to the instructor and says, "I can't do this." And she just totally freezes, and she's afraid she's going to crash right into that mountaintop. And he goes, "I think you can." And she says, "No, I can't do it. And she's just totally panicking about the fact that she doesn't know what to do with this mountaintop in front of her. And all he says is two words, actually three, goes, "Change your altitude." And just like that, it kind of clicked right in, and she, for whatever reason, I don't know anything about flying, so I guess she pulled the plane up and flew over the mountaintop. She's changed her altitude. And the reason that's an important story for all of us, it was very profound for me when I read it, is because we always have a choice to change our altitude.
Mm.
We always have a choice to change our perception.
Wow.
You know? We have the controls. And we can choose to crash or change your altitude and observe what's going on for greater knowledge and information.
Mm-hmm.
Very profound. And so what I encourage you to do in your life and all of your listeners is to look at the areas in your life where you have the control and you can change your altitude. And how would that change? How would your life be different if you looked at life different from a more global view or from a higher perspective?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you can put yourself in this person's place of being so panicked that they're in front of this mountain, and the next thing you know, the instructor says, "Change your altitude," and she changes the altitude, the plane soars up and over the mountaintop. I mean, imagine, can you just imagine the feeling of relief?
Mm-hmm.
And joy. And gratitude. You know, whoa. I made it. And I believe we all can make it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess that's the watchword for the day. Change your altitude.
And attitude.
And attitude, yes. Yes. Well, clearly, hopefully, if you change your altitude, the attitude comes with it. That's kind of a byproduct, I hope.
Yeah. Well, Thanks, Dana.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Scott. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to add you to my email list.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good. And keep in touch and let us know how you're doing.
I will.
All right, Scott. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's 5 minutes to 12 in Cleveland, anyway. Another hour has gone by, another hour of joy of being with you. I, again, can't tell you how much I love you. I want to tell you that if you're curious about Akashic Records, more Akashic Records information, you go to my website at akashicwisdom.com. You can check out the information on bbsradio.com for the host information, and I'll give you lots of information there, as well as I belong to an organization called Akashic Record Consultants International, and we're having a wonderful conference in Chicago in October. And if you're interested in that, again, email me. I'll be happy to give you all that information. And there you can learn how to access your own Akashic Records through me one of my classes, or you can actually go to the conference. And a pre-conference workshop is going to teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. So we've got a lot of good information for you. Next week, we are going to be on Independence Day, 4th of July weekend, and I will be here for you. I love you all. It's time for me to say goodbye, but I want to tell you that this week coming up, may it be a week of rebirth for all of us. May we look into the glory of being human and say, thank you, God, thank you, Divine, thank you, Source, thank you, Spirit, for partnering with us this time, at this place in history. So for this weekend, for this class, or this workshop, or this program, I want to close the records by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all those wonderful beings of light. With that, I close the records by saying amen, 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 and may we all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. This is Donna Fox. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.